Welcome to This Week in Crowder College, an in-depth look into how Crowder College students, faculty, and staff are working together so students soar to new heights, communities are impacted, and lives are changed. This Week in Crowder College is sponsored by the law offices of Wood and Peterson in Neosho, specializing in workers' compensation, personal injury, social security disability, and more. Learn more online at neoshoattorney.com. Now here's this week's edition of This Week in Crowder College.
Welcome to a brand new week of This Week in Crowder College right here on 91.7 FM. Adam Winkler here with you, joined by the Director of Public Information out there at Crowder College, Cindy Brown. And Cindy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this past week out there at Crowder College was spring break, and I hope everyone got to recharge their batteries and feeling refreshed for the rest of the spring semester. But once spring break passes, what does that mean for everyone out there at Crowder?
Well, spring break marks halfway through the semester, so 16 weeks in the semester. So we're at starting on week 9, or what we like to call the second 8 weeks, because we do have some classes that start then. But then we'll also be putting up our schedule, believe it or not, for summer and fall classes for students to start enrolling the first part of April, which is just so hard to believe.
Well, what are some of the other big things that are coming up throughout the final 8 weeks of the spring semester?
You know, we really hit this last 8 weeks hard. Like I said, the week of April 1st and April 8th are those priority enrollment week. And then, but back up before that, as soon as we get back this week on March 21st, we have Aggie Day, which Aggie Day is probably the single largest event on campus where we host high school FFA students from mainly Missouri, but we'll have Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Kansas students coming in to compete in a variety of agriculture-related contests. This is kind of the big contest before they get ready for their district FFA contest, and then hopefully they do well enough they go on to state. So it gives them a good idea of where they stand amongst their peers. And it's just an exciting day. We'll increase the population on campus that day by the time you add students, the high school students, their advisors, the volunteers who help with it. We'll increase about 2,000 people on campus that day.
Well, it is Southwest Missouri at its best on Aggie Day out there at Crowder College. And with this spring semester, you mentioned enrollment for the summer and for the fall semester. And I would imagine a lot of campus tours happen these final 8 weeks of the spring semester. People wanting to see what the campus is all about. Those high school seniors are trying to make those important life decisions.
Yes, we'll get a lot of high school seniors and even some juniors. You know, they're on spring break. They have things going on, and I've got some time, I can go out and tour campus, and we do get a lot of tours. And some of them, while some might be local, I know, just looking through, we had one coming in from Nebraska and different places. Some of our coaches will host students coming in as well, and just different programs will have people coming in. It's always fun to see and hear when they come on a tour where they're from. And we do know that, you know, once we can get them on campus, we have a really good chance of keeping them. So the more campus tours we can get in, the better. So I know the admissions office will be working really hard to set up those tours and make sure that prospective students get to see what they want to see. We'll be doing that, you know, all summer long as well, but really leading up to the end of school, we'll have a ton of them coming in.
And with that weather warming up, too, a great chance for local area fans to catch the Crowder baseball and softball teams on the field. It's crazy to think about, but a month left in the regular season, then postseason play is here, but there's a lot of chances to catch both the softball and baseball teams there on the Crowder College campus.
Oh, absolutely. And this week, our softball team was ranked number 20 in NJCAA polls. And then our baseball team had moved back up in the rankings to number 9. So it's great to see both teams doing so well, as well as this will be our inaugural running season for our long-distance track. So they'll be participating in some events. And then, you know, it's hard to believe we've had our cross-country and our golf kids, and golf will start competing as well when we come back from spring break. But it's hard to believe that those kids that started out on the beginning teams are now graduating and moving on. So they've been here 2 full years. So time flies.
Well, with the spring semester coming, that also means things are growing outside. And whether it's planting flowers or mowing lawn, I know the facilities team out there, I know you guys are greatly appreciative of everything that they do, but their workload increases greatly once we hit the middle of March and things start to grow. They just have that extra workload on their shoulders now.
Yes, and you know, we've been pretty fortunate this year. We didn't have a ton of snow, so they didn't have to do a lot of snow removal and stuff. But obviously, when things start greening up, the lawnmowers, the weed eaters, the pruners, everything comes out. So they're working hard, as well as trying to fix some of those things or work on some of the things that we need to that maybe they can't do when it's a little colder outside. So, yes, that team works year-round. I mean, they work hard all year-round, so we do appreciate everything that they do.
And also coming up in April for you guys, another up-and-coming event is Suspects and Sleuths. Always a great time. I know people really enjoy that, but it benefits the Crowder Foundation, and everything that's raised from Suspects and Sleuths goes back to Crowder students, and that's, I know, near and dear to your heart and to people out there at Crowder College.
Yes, you know, we just came off of a Foundation Appreciation Week for the employees who give, and they were very appreciative of all the employees who have given to the foundation, so we have a little celebration. But events like that are so much fun, you know, and knowing that you're helping a student while you're getting to enjoy a wonderful meal, you get to laugh, you get to be entertained, and then at the end of the night, it's like, and I help somebody go to school. So those two nights have become really fun events. Tickets are still available for that, and I know you've had more information on it, but all they have to do is come to our website, click on the foundation link, and go to that events and fundraising, or call the foundation office, and they can get information as well.
Well, as we close things out this week, I want to circle back to enrollment and let everyone know how that process works. Current students get to pick their classes first, is that correct? And the incoming students will have a chance after that.
Right, absolutely. We have what we call priority enrollment, and that's the first 2 weeks of April. So April 1 and 2, students who've completed 30 or more hours, so those will be our sophomore students, they get to select classes. And then April 3rd through 5th, we let those freshman students who've completed anywhere from 1 to 29 hours start picking their classes. The week of the 8th through the 12th, then, anybody who's currently a Crowder student, as well as these others that have already had an opportunity to enroll, they would be able to start enrolling in classes. We also extend that out to our in-district schools. We have a lot of schools here in Newton and McDonald County that we invite those students to come in who know they're coming to Crowder. We want them to apply. And then open enrollment starts April 15th. And, you know, I'd say get your application in and look at the schedule. It will be out online this week after spring break. You'd be able to see it. So look at the opportunities you have, schedule an appointment with advisor, and be ready, because graduation for our current students is just right around the corner, that May 10th and 11th, and then it'll be time for classes to start again. It never ends anymore.
Well, Cindy, a lot of things are happening out there the final 8 weeks of the spring semester. Thanks for all the information, and have a great rest of your week, and thanks for being with us on This Week in Crowder College.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to This Week in Crowder College. This Week in Crowder College is sponsored by the law offices of Wood and Peterson in Neosho. You can listen to this broadcast again by going online to kneo.org or to crowder.edu. Tune in once again next week for another edition of This Week in Crowder College on KNEO 91.7 FM.
The world is in chaos. You're here for a purpose. What does the Bible have to say about it all? I'm Mark Taylor, host of Crosspoint podcast and radio show, and I'd like to invite you to join me each week as I navigate the complexities of faith, culture, and personal growth. Each week, I interview a different guest who is making an impact on the culture of For God's Kingdom. Whether you're seeking spiritual guidance, true information, or a fresh perspective, this podcast equips you to discern truth in today's chaotic world. When Christianity intersects with everyday life, that's where you'll find Crosspoint, sometimes discussing the issues that some churches don't want to talk about. Look up Crosspoint with Mark Taylor wherever you get your podcast, produced by KNEO Radio and the Sky High Podcast Network.